Good morning, Wazo.
Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning, Madame Renault.
And good morning, everybody.
Today is Friday, 2nd of
October. Gandhi Jayanti.
Yeah, 2015.
The General Tiwari's birthday, Ishana's birthday, and a few others.
Yes, we are off the cuff at the Euroville Radio, and that is our 46th issue of that crazy little thing that we have invented almost 20 years ago. And we are so happy about it. And today, what is Gandhi Jayanti, please?
Gandhi Jayanti means it's Gandhi's birthday. Normally, it's an official holiday. However, the film festival is busy preparing. The opening for the film festival will happen today at 5.
So this it is the event of the
There's also a meeting about 2018. The Vision Task Force is going to be meeting at 11 o'clock. So
wow.
Orville is still fully active, despite the financial service being closed and several other.
Yeah, the office is here in Tanol. We are close.
We are here.
It is also the birthday of Portus Water.
Great.
1 year of under the city service budget.
So for 1 year, people in Orville have been getting free sludge removal.
Exactly. Free for the all the plumbing work. For the water tank delivery.
And people pay for material plus a small 10% commission.
So now we have all the figures for this 1 year. But the issue is not that. The issue is not is that after this 1 year, we know it, we realize that BCC is not ready to organize, in order to provide all the needs of the free public service.
Mm.
So we have this aspect of we want to be for everybody. And we realize we are a little bit late in terms of administrations to follow this new movement. Okay? So that's why in the end, it will be the best that we have a kind of a residence assembly about finance, the super difficult meeting to have. So in order that this have to be funny, we need first to destroy all the fears, to destroy all the no trust between us, to destroy all the clichés that we project up here, all the fears about what? Oh, when I will be hurt, I need to keep my money because if I'm sick, Orville will not take care of me. So I give my saving money for that. Orville will need to take care that I need to see my family. I will have to explain my uncle is sick, I have to go there. So they will never give me money for my travel. Keep money. Orville will never take care of me of that, of this. In the end, everybody plays this double game. I have my saving money, my personnel, and you manage, you deal with a kind of organization of Orville that for the moment, like everywhere in the hearse is a kind of financial injustice, and we need between brothers, even if we are enemy brothers, to find a new way to deal with this taboo subject. And the first step is to destroy all this cliché. So that's why, actually, on Euronet, as you can see, we start to propose a new communication, a new way of speaking about the finance, and to see in one way that we are stupid.
So your new way is give us a report, and put, you give me a report?
No, the standard, yeah, exactly. So suddenly I start...
It's interesting new way of communication. I thought we left that in kindergarten.
Correct. But we are not in the kindergarten, even not. We are in pre-kindergarten, okay, because when you see we are baby of something else trying to be, but this baby have the difficulty. It can make unity in the mind, it can make even unity in the vital, but when we go in the physical and we speak about money, about this kind of stuff and power, there is something else. So we need to have situations to take issue in this big mess to find a new way. Of course, that, like in a drama, everybody is necessary. Everybody has to discover what kind of action he want to do. Nobody can tell him. So even myself, but me, I have to play my role. My role is a joker. I am a performance. I understand some stuff. I am a kind of crazy guy for many people. I don't care. But just I have to play my role. If you are not happy, you say, hey, Waz, you are a stupid idiot, completely stupid, outsnitching yet. Okay? Why not? Hey, we got some fun. Why? You think that I will kill you? And think that you, I want you, my enemy, I want you to give, that you have pain, you suffer, to put you in, you think that my daily life objective is that?
No, but your ego will suffer when we
The ego, each one we got the slap that we need. Okay, after you we got the kiss, but the belief. So everybody got the slap, myself also, your guys also. So
me, I have a wildlife report.
Wildlife report.
Yeah,
great.
That's what I forgot to say last week.
Ah, what it is?
Wait,
my wildlife report was I found a little turtle. A water turtle that had fallen in a hole where the valves are in my place. I picked it up. It was quite big, at least the size of my hand, and soft shell. And so I put it in the duck pond. I think it was happy. And Roshan said at night when he comes down, because he's a teenager, they live at night, so they get to see different animals. He saw two different kinds of toddy cats, one with the striped tails.
What toddy cat?
It's a kind of like a mongoose that climbs in the trees, if you would.
Oh.
And it's a, it's a darker color. It's a bit of a cat. It has little ears.
It's not a civet cat.
So one was a civet cat and one is a toddy cat. And the toddy cat doesn't have the rings around its tail. It's a little bit...
smaller?
A little bit more bandicooty, but it still has a bushy tail. But you can kind of see through the fur. So two sightings of those have been seen. Of course, we have big hares, you know, the big rabbits, porcupines all the time, wild pigs, the usual snakes and everything. Yeah. I'm talking about wildlife.
My dog, they are not wild. They are anarchists, my dog. They don't obey to me.
So, that is spreading out probably from the forest. Maybe there were rituals or the center.
The porcupines have been traveling because the bees
coming back. We have two trees that some bees like to come to take all the nectar of the flower. This is important.
Very much.
So when there is bees, I hear zzz, I'm happy.
You should be a little bit careful because sometimes are not so...
Not at all. You do the way of nothing. You go there, you become a bee, and you do zzz.
I have the killer bee nests, I have the hornet nests, and they never bother me. And it's really not. People are overly frightened of bees.
In fact, I've been frightened more than one time by reading the report of people being attacked and killed in this place.
Of course.
Yeah, they love to make it like a terrorist. I really don't have that relationship with these animals. And even sometimes they were badly placed and the worker kept saying, this is bad, we should do something. I said, okay, I'll tell them to go. So he laughed at me. Ha, 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 ha. Yeah. And 2 days later, they left. I went to the worker and I said, you see?
This is the example of the secret initiation of the Green Belt. Mm-hmm. Because in the Green Belt, it's not only planting tree. It's all the secret communication with bird. We know that when the birds come, the wind is coming there. So then you try to have this kind of magic relation with nature. Of course, each guy's kids have this kind of dialogue with ants, with termites. I remember, guys, we have termites, we have to speak to the termite during 1 week. Okay, finally to say stop that guy.
They're not always receptive.
Sometimes, because you don't speak German.
There is someone always like you, Wazo. In the termites, I mean, there is always someone that doesn't listen.
My dog are the same.
Why I listen to this guy?
My dog are the
same. You make your report.
Someone else.
So the dog, they are the same. The dog. Now they don't want to obey anymore. So they do quack, 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 quack. It's me that I have to serve them non-stop.
Okay, so regarding ducking, you are a cat. Last time in the play was funny and a lot of people participated.
We forgot to speak about this drama.
We close it this time and we are not going to discuss anymore because it's getting longer and longer. But again...
you guys, but for us, it's not this experience.
Yeah.
What's happened? After the drama, it went go home, okay? You disappear 1 or 3 days in order to be quiet. You don't go to do your shopping. If one moment you have to go out, then... there is people that you are surprised of different kind of, that come to tell you thank you, smile to you, give vibration and love. So during 2-3 days after, you have inside you, everybody kind of love vibrations coming of the happiness of everybody say, oh, this. So this vibration is still suspending. Mm. Okay. Normally after a Genius Brother, we do the Saturday, Sunday, there is that, Monday is finished, we go, terminé. But this one, because there was a lot of kids and it was this phenomenon of feedback, there is still the vibration of this.
Okay, but was a lot of people. There were 3-4 days full house.
The ticket thing worked really well.
You was in the entrance. So what's happened? What was your experience?
It was very nice. The ticket thing was a very good idea, actually. Just putting free tickets out, but making it people having to come with a ticket. It disciplined the crowd. It made people understand that there was something. Okay, there's the whole issue about, of course, we want people from the ashram and all to join, but sometimes there's group booking. Is it tourism? Is it what? So eventually we're going to also have to elaborate something because right now it's a little bit unfair. A lot of the artists have to fundraise, have to pay for the space to rehearse, etc. Because all of these maintenance costs. So right now it's the artists that are paying for the entertainment of everybody. And that doesn't seem very balanced either. So something has to be figured out. And I don't know what. But Andrea, we haven't given you a chance today.
What I have?
We haven't given you a chance to express something about anything. Not only donate, come on.
I'm quite silent this day because I'm much more into this mess of the Eurovision Film Festival that is happening this afternoon, and I'm confused by all these events coming up, and I'm a little lost, I tell you.
Okay.
I want to elaborate a little bit more about what you are saying, that is totally true, that somehow the artists that are already making a big effort to prepare an event should not be the one that are going to be burdened by the weight of the fact that they have to fundraise for the...
But it's like that, huh?
It's, in fact, so I know, because also my wife, she's doing events in Oroville, and then she have to find the money for doing everything, and...
We have to find the right way, because...
Yeah, I don't say that you have to...
We want to share culture, but we have to understand that culture has a price. And after so many years of having free cinema, free this, free that, people don't really understand there's an effort, there's a work, there's an expense that goes into it.
No, they understand more and more. We need some moment, no? There is some moment that everybody understands so we can do it, no?
People don't understand that even technicians...
No, yeah,
of putting
course.
Up the sound, all of that, they're like expecting you to do it free and have another job and all like that.
For example... if you just make a calculation of what it may cost or something like that, it may be 20 lakhs of
thousands
something.
Of hours we all put in.
Correct.
And 100 people working and helping
all the parents. So everybody have been at time, everybody was involved.
Incredible.
It's incredible to see all the process, the script change at kids, at this, it all
basically
become
the stuff. Script apparently was sort of there, but it was adjusted constantly with whoever came to audition and how many kids.
Even the production.
To make it fair, we should have a budget, so the artist should not be burdened by the fact that apart they are working for free, they have also to collect the money. When there is something like that, it should be paid by...
Correct. There was a budget. I think it was 4 lakh for this.
But I'll tell you what, even a simple thing of putting up a contribution box, putting up a signing sheet, and then becoming part of the thing... I don't know, or perhaps maybe making one day with 30% of people that are paying a little bit of a token amount for the thing that will help cover the cost.
That's
there are many
why,
ways that one can look at
there is
it.
Other ways, that's why I would like to speak about finance, because if suddenly you want to develop a fraternal economy, it means we need to explain there is other way. Because even all time to ask money, I cannot do that, non-stop.
And
we prefer, because we are not stupid, to anticipate this kind of problem, because you anticipate, you prepare, this year we can do that.
That's new.
Okay,
we
I'm
don't
an
know
idiot.
Anything, but we're not
enfin, for me, another stuff that will be interesting is to see how, for me, it was a kind of divine anarchy laboratory to see how it's worked with this, everybody recognize each one. Also, it was the backstage, how you manage many kids on the backstage, and you have to see all kind of situation of how the different kind of kids, some are kids are alone reading the book, another one playing it by, some they are together, and they have to organize outside during all the act one, act two, a place with mama taking care of the kids with projection of film for them to wait half an hour for before. So all the invisible part is so interesting.
Yes. Now we have another invisible part that was the organization of the Oroville Film Festival.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
Today we have the first day of the Oroville Film Festival. It's a huge event again. A lot of effort has been done to organizing. They have some disorganization somehow on the way, but it's again, it's a big thing, and it's gonna start today at 5 p.m. Renu, can you share something about this thing?
So today will be the opening at 5 o'clock, and I think they'll be welcoming some of the people. I mean, people have been solicited, and people have come on their own from the world around. So for 1 year, they've been collecting movies from directors from all over the world. I mean, you see that the Art Service Office, big packages coming, and I told them we should display all these packages because there's like stamps from different countries, different areas. It's quite exciting where they send the CD. So a lot of effort, like you said, has been done already for the whole year to collect them and everything. What's going to happen today, I think, is just the introduction of it. There'll be panel discussions every day between 2 to 4 between the people, and the topic is human unity. So they're going to be looking at through that, and there's different kinds of films made by Orovillians, films made on Oroville, and then the general human unity category. And so they're going to be looked at that. I don't have exact all the details more, but the opening and the closing ceremony, and certainly the ceremony will be a prize awarding first, second, and third prize for these things. And right now there's panels all over the town hall with different posters up, and there's a beautiful piece that Marco made with a ship, and I'm happy to see it because it reminds me of all the Syrian refugees looking for a place and a safe harbor and struggling and running away from conflict, and it's nice to finally see a little bit of a reflection of that world problem in some artistic form in Oroville.
Yeah, that's great. And there is a lot of movies that are going to be shown in the next 2 days in here in the Town Hall compound, in the multimedia
center. Three different areas.
Mm. One is in front of Matimandir.
In front of the Town Hall, yes. One is in the multimedia, and one is at the Sire conference room,
yes.
I believe, because there's so many movies, so there's a schedule that is up. You can go on the film festival, Oroville Film Festival online
website,
on the website, and you can look at the schedules there.
Yes, we got all the poster and this is.
And we even got, there was a little write-up in the Hindu, you saw that?
Yeah, what I've noticed since 1 year, Oroville is really covered, since the event that happened in Chennai, really covered by all the major
newspaper.
Media, and it's amazing how they are really taking in consideration the quality of Oroville in the cultural side.
I haven't
read so many articles about the architecture, but regarding the events of musical or whatever, I don't say every week, but
and you know what, in the past, when any time Oroville was in the newspaper, it was always something negative or bad, and we were always sitting there, oh no, again they're going to say something
totally
bad.
Changed.
And now it's totally changed, and people are actually, you know, we're just part of the game. Like the Oroville Radio is also called in by the Pondicherry authorities to be a partner in disaster management, communication, etc. We're actually finally
Part of
the world, not just a bubble.
Okay,
this is nice.
What we know.
So as being part of the world, we also need to support Oroville Radio.
Yeah, please donate. We have an account in the financial service that today is closed, but you can donate online. The account number is 251-1369. Otherwise, you go on the oroville.org/donate page and... Be generous,
support our activities,
or
help us network, or suggest programs. There's also a voicemail on the website.
Please use it,
send us information.
This is terrific.
Send us a letter, send us a postcard.
It's beautiful. It's fantastic. We know nothing, but it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ciao.